Now, Stuart, here's one for you, and it's from Tony.
What happens to old spacecrafts?
What happens to knackered old spacecraft once we've done with them?
So it depends. If we're talking about spacecraft such as satellites, then you've got a couple of choices. You can do the fun thing, which is, we talked a little bit about earlier, which is to dive them back into a planet or into a star. And so you can bring them back into the Earth's atmosphere. And most of the time, the majority of the satellite will break up in the atmosphere as it burns up and gets very hot. If you're a bit unlucky, maybe a few fragments will make it back down to the ground. The other option is to stick it into what's called a graveyard orbit. So you can put them about 200 miles higher up than the active satellites, so about 22,400 miles above the Earth. And the idea is basically put them out of the way. And this is a really big problem because actually we've got starting to put so many satellites into space, so many satellites orbiting the Earth, that all that rubbish is starting to get in the way. And because these things are moving so quickly and so fast, the impact of these parts of debris of systems can cause huge problems with existing and active satellites that are out there. So it's something you really have to take care of nowadays.
Because the particles are whizzing round at ludicrously high speeds and energies, aren't they? So if you happen to be on a spacewalk or something, it could tear through your spacesuit, it could tear through your spacecraft.
Yeah, it's a huge danger to the International Space Station if you've got a small millimetre-sized particle doing 1,000 kilometres an hour that can go through a side of shielding or something. Yeah, that's a big problem. Yeah.
Even faster than that in some cases, isn't it, Carolyn? Some of these particles are moving very fast.
I mean, the space station itself is going about sort of 8 kilometres a second, you know, phenomenal speed. I will just say, though, space station's actually quite a relatively low Earth orbit. So anything that's orbiting at that height, you know, if it's not being continually boosted, will decay and burn up. One of the most recent examples was the astronaut who let go of her toolkit by accident and it drifted away from the space station. And I can't remember how many weeks later, people could actually see her toolkit burn up in space because the orbiter decayed and then it reached the atmosphere. At the height of the International Space Station, there is junk around and you're relatively safe. But yeah, further up, we're just getting cluttered and you have the immense danger of things colliding. You get this sort of breakaway thing where you have these high impact collisions, bits fly off that are more likely to impact other satellites, and it could be disastrous.
The height of the International Space Station is 150 kilometres or so up, isn't it? Something like that. It's not very high.
A bit higher than that, probably about sort of more 350, 400 kilometres. Space starts at about 100 kilometres, roughly.
Every time a supply ship comes up, it docks the International Space Station. They allow it to boost it a little bit higher to stop it coming back into the Earth's atmosphere.
Gives a bit of momentum to speed it up again.
Yeah, just a little push.